Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Let's look at these football teams and talk to me about the wide receiver position.
Okay.
And contracts. And because the 49ers, they paid Debo for a while. He's gone. They paid Brandon. He's now being investigated by the police. I don't know if you saw that.
No.
Yeah, police are now investigating that video.
Because he was speeding?
Correct.
And on his phone while driving.
I think the phone was like on a...
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. It was on one of the little thingamabobs there on the dash. So anyway, yeah. So Brandon's getting $30 million a year so that he can make YouTube videos. And Ricky is not getting paid yet, but he's a first rounder and he's hurt. So last night, the receiving core for the 49ers was Juwan Jennings, seventh rounder. DeMarcus Robinson, I don't remember his draft stock, but journeyman. Sky Moore, I think, might have been a second rounder, but cast off. And Kendrick Bourne, scrap heap pickup from the New England Patriots. That's your receiving core. Five touchdown passes, 48 points, and the punter was pointless. So what are we really doing here? What are we doing? Why, like, how did we get here? $30 million, $40 million receiver. How are the Vikings and Bengals doing this year?
Not great.
How are the Lions doing this year?
I mean, they're doing all right, but
they're 8-7.
Yeah.
Now
Amon-Ra's had another good year, though.
He's very good, but they're 8-7. So, and I know that like the Eagles have paid two receivers, they're going to win their division. The Bears have paid DJ Moore and have put big draft stock into Rome Odunze and Luther Burden. So they've got receivers. Green Bay is the one you always point at. They turn and burn. They never pay a receiver. They're always in their second or third year. Every receiver on their roster. Dobbs and Reed and Christian Watson. And now Matthew Golden. And they're not in yet, but they look like they're going to be a playoff team. You know, the Bucs, Godwin, Mike Evans, 7-8. But here's the Panthers. They're not paying anybody. They used a big draft pick on a guy this year. Denver Broncos, eh. Cortland Sutton, kind right. of. Chargers, who?
Paul McConkey's on the rookie deal still. Yeah. Keenan Allen, I think he got a shorter-term deal, right?
Yeah, that's a one-year end-of-the-career thing. Jaguars used big draft capital on BTJ. They just signed Jacoby Myers to an extension. You know, the Steelers decided to take on the DK contract.
The Rams have done it with Devontae and Puka.
And Puka. Well, they haven't paid Puka yet, but boy, I can't wait to see what that contract turns out to be.
Now, he's a guy that I don't think you'd regret paying $40 million to.
No, you're not going to lose him. You have to pay him the going rate.
And that guy he's a freak. He's a monster out there.
The Bills never pay a receiver. Like, they got rid of Stephon Diggs. Most people don't even know who their receivers are. The New England Patriots now have Diggs, but he's not making that much anymore. So, I don't know, man. You look up and down the league, the Bengals being the obvious kind of example, and it's not that you don't want these guys, and it's not that you shouldn't pay them because you need to keep them sometimes. But boy, I sure wouldn't make it my focus. And if I'm the 49ers, the lesson I've learned the last year and a half, stop letting them dictate this. That would be the line that I would draw. Yes, I want them on my team. Yes, in the right case, you just brought one up. If Puka's on your team, would I do the deal? I would do the deal.
Yep.
But if you want to start dictating this, if you want to start getting on TikTok and freaking out and making a big deal about it and showing up to practice in the wrong pants, and if you want to start dictating this, demanding trades, see you later. You are not a necessity. There just aren't.
Just depends on how you go about running your offense. And I think here especially, they're not as much of a necessity as they are in other places. And
isn't Philly the same thing?
Yeah, I think Philly's they're in a little bit of a tough spot.
Every time A.J. Brown has a good game, they lose.
It's because I don't think that their quarterback is an elite thrower of the ball. And so you have these two elite receivers, and you don't really pass it. Last year, you ran it 200 more times than you passed it, and you won the Super Bowl. And this year, for whatever reason, Saquon Barkley's not running it as effectively, and you know your offense is not as good. And I think about Miami, where you're paying Waddle and you're paying Tyreek Hill, and yep. Now Hill's on the shelf, and you know Waddle is Waddle, but yeah, you pay these big time contracts, and it's going to hamstring you in other areas.
I love that. I love that example. Miami is Exhibit A. Cincinnati is Exhibit A plus.
Yep.
The Dallas Cowboys, we'll see what they do now with George Pickens. They've painted themselves into a corner. CD gets 35. George comes in, made the Pro Bowl today. And they spent all year talking about, well, we need to keep him.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, think about Seattle with DK Metcalf. They were happy to have him leave. Yep. And, you know, Jackson Smith and Jigba, he's not getting the huge money yet, but you would probably...
He's the other Puka. You're doing that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you're doing that.
But when you do that, it puts you in a certain spot. And I'm trying to remember who said it to us last week, but it was, don't worry about paying the player. It's about paying the person. That's what you really have to examine. In other words, it's not that Brandon Ayuk is not an elite football player. I think he still can be, but clearly the way he has comported himself in some ways, it's not a great fit as a person.
He told the 49ers exactly who he was, and they bit anyway. I mean, he told them all summer long, and they bit anyway.
They say they don't want me.
And so I just like that to me, and I love this one. I love this one. Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line 650. Thank you for bringing this up. This probably should have been something I said earlier today, but it's a lot better coming from you. 650 just texted in. Remember when Purdy was only good because he was surrounded by all of those great players, so that's why he was good? How'd last night taste? Sure, McCaffrey's on the team.
Yeah,
his receiving core is Juwan Jennings, Kendrick Bourne, DeMarcus Robinson, and Sky Moore. 5 touchdowns.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
President of Brockistan eating good tonight.
Yeah, you sure are. Eating at Shanahan's house. Again,
making pesto pasta for him.
I would like to see when we probably wouldn't see it, and I don't really even want to see it, but Brock without Kyle. Like, yeah, Brock without Ayuk and Debo,
That's a good point.
That, to me, is...
I mean, sure.
Really, that's what this all comes down to, and we talk about Philly, and I just don't think that Jalen Hurts is a great thrower. Tua in Miami, same thing. He's not a great thrower. Burrow in Cincinnati, he's phenomenal, and they've got all kinds of weapons, but they don't defend. So even when you go out and you put up 35... Bengals lose a lot of those games.
Right. The quarterback's out in the public questioning seemingly his own existence in football.
Yeah.
He's so frustrated. So, yeah, I just, that's all. I thought of that last night when you have that kind of performance. I know it's circumstantial. Offensive line was great. You made the point earlier. right? The Colts DBs are both out. It turned into pitch and catch for a good quarterback, which Brock is. That felt at times like easy pickings. And so it was. So no, that does not mean that like now Brock's the greatest quarterback ever and you never need a good receiver again on your team. But I just don't think football is dependent on these big gaudy numbers from wide receivers. I think fantasy football is. I think we love it. I think they're fancy. They're good-looking dudes. They're marketable. And so we talk about them a lot, and therefore teams want them. And that makes sense. But I don't think that Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson-type numbers, I just don't think that that translates to division championships.
Just depends on the complete makeup of your team. Complimentary football. I'll say it until I'm blue in the face, and that's where this Niner team has been so good this year. They run it to protect their defense. Their defense tries to keep you out of the end zone, or at least makes you earn it, and you've got unbelievable threats all over the field.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.